Hi, David Jennings here from Melbourne SEO Services, and I just had a client send through an email just asking about what's my current stance on article marketing and where does it fit into the overall SEO picture and just online marketing in general. So first and foremost, I think a lot of people have thrown the baby out with the bathwater when they've said, oh, article marketing's dead, don't do it anymore, it's terrible, Google hates that type of thing. I don't think that's the case. I think article marketing is still very much alive, but there have been some changes in the way that you should do it and make sure that you're doing it in a way that Google's going to like. So first and foremost, Google really likes the idea of you getting great quality content out there that helps to enhance the user experience. So when someone's doing a search for a particular phrase, they might come across an article or a good quality piece of content, and that helps them solve their problem. Really, that's what they're going to Google for, to get their problems solved. So the way that I would approach article marketing is thinking about it this way. I would be thinking about firstly, where are some avenues where your target market is currently going? And is there any way that you can form relationships and friendships with the people who are in that space? You know, whether it's a community, a forum, whether or not you're doing it on guest posting or things like that, you know, if there are particular blogs, see if you can form that relationship, join part of the community, and then you can start to contribute. And you might do that through writing a quality article that helps to answer a commonly asked question by your target market and that you think the platform that you're engaging in would find useful. And you might reach out to them and ask them whether or not you could write them a quality article, and of course in exchange down in the footer having some little bio or some information that will reference back to you. Now, it's not so important as it used to be to really hone in and focus on this idea of, you know, is the link no followed or followed? It's really just a good idea to get your message out, those high quality articles in front of your target market. So that's very much alive and well. Now, I suppose that leads into traditional article marketing when people think about writing an article and maybe submitting it through to some article directories. There are a few article directories out there that we still use, and even though eZine Articles was hit quite heavily in some of the recent Panda updates, that's not to say that it isn't a good source of traffic and you shouldn't be putting your articles up there. I think using eZine Articles plus some other well-known article directories, as long as you're building up a little bit of a profile, as long as you're putting good quality articles up there, I think that's a worthy strategy for building good quality links back to your website and also getting your content out there on other platforms and syndicating. And just if you imagine it this way, it's like you're spreading breadcrumbs all over the internet, and people pick up these breadcrumbs and then that it leads them back to your website. So getting that content out there is still a great strategy. What's not working and what has changed when it comes to article marketing is taking articles and then putting them into some automatic spinning software to try and make it unique and spinning it 60 different ways and then publishing it out over blog networks and as many different article directories as you can find, and going more of that strategy, spinning headlines. And even if you're manually doing it, it's probably not the best strategy. You might take an article, one of a really good high quality article, you might, you know, reword it slightly and submit it to, you know, one, two, maybe even three sort of article directories if it'll get submitted through. But you don't really want to go beyond that, because once you sort of start to do that, that's really when you're trying to do it more from a search engine point of view as opposed to actually wanting to improve the user experience for people out there. And we don't want to fill the web with spam. We want your best quality content out there, so when people come in contact with your brand, it makes them want to come back to your website. Anyway, that's the long and the short of article marketing. If you want more tips like these or questions answered, you can head over to melbourneseoservices.com.